At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number three, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. And if you're a value customer, then you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. At the bottom of the hour, Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report NBA writer, covers the Lakers a lot, so we'll talk to him about the horrific season that was, or still is, but really ended last night with them being eliminated from even the playoff game. And Rob, speaking of horrific, though, the Nets, they are falling apart. Down 19 to the Knicks. Kevin Durant's got 9 points, 3 for 7. Kyrie Irving, 6 for 14, 16 points. Kyrie, look, I love Kyrie's game. Like, handle, scoring ability. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's a real question as to whether or not Kyrie knows how to play winning basketball without LeBron James. I'm serious. Because for him to have twice as many shots as Kevin Durant, it's just ridiculous. And the team, Vinny Goodwill told us about the defense with Kyrie on the floor, which is historically bad, but that we know he's not a defender. But often they just haven't been good this year with Kyrie. And that goes back to when he was part-time, and now it's continued and maybe even gotten worse when he's playing full-time. They better get their act together, or they might not get out of the play-in. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I don't understand it. I thought that they would just beat the Knicks. The Knicks season is over. I don't know what's at Madison Square Garden, but to put up a stinker, you know, when they beat the Rockets the way they were supposed to the other night. So I just thought that they would take care of business. I don't get it. And Durant has three, seven shots, Chris?
Three for and that's what we're talking about, right? Some of it's on him, though, right? Kevin freaking Durant.
You can't. Him putting up seven shots is not going to win for you. It's just not. What game are you winning when Kevin Durant is settling for seven shots? Where are they, in the third quarter?
But it's 2 minutes into the third quarter. But, you know, still. That's only 14 shots for the game if he were to keep at this pace. So, yeah, some of it's on here. It's what we were talking about. Where Wise never scored 60 because he's just not an assertive enough. It's just not that. That's not him. That killer. Man, give me the rock. Or go take a few bad shots. You know, I don't mean purposely take bad shots, but take a shot that's against the double team just because you Kevin Durant and you're that good. And tell Kyrie, look, man, give me the ball. We got to get everybody involved. Nobody has more than seven shots other than Kyrie. So they're, you know, like I said, they better get their act together. All right, but let's go to the team of the moment, Rob, and that, of course, is the LA Lakers. And we talked about in the first hour who's to blame. You say LeBron. I spread it around a bit. But Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, Rob, talked after the game, of course. And they both talked about wanting to run it back. Here's Westbrook.
Russ, even though we're in game 79, you add up the games that you, Anthony, and LeBron were able to play together. It's only 21.
Yeah.
Do you want a chance to grow that number next season and see what this group could do with health?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, you know, but, you know, everything, nothing is promised. You kind of got to take one day at a time each day. And like I said, all season long, you got to play the cards you dealt. Yes, you know, we want to be able to see, like, what's over the rest of it, you know, 82 games. And we're not sure if that's guaranteed. So, you know, I just hope that we have a chance to be able to do so in the future.
Rob, he said what he should have said. He said the right thing.
Right. He said the right thing, but right.
But if I'm the Lakers, and let me say this first. They were 11-10 with the big three, if you will, on the floor together. Their net rating was -3.5. Rob, that was worse than the entire team's. Like, their net rating overall was like -3.1. So it actually was worse with their superstars on the floor than it was just overall. And that speaks to what we said from the get-go. It's not a fit. It's not a fit.
Not a fit this year, Chris. It won't be a fit next year.
Right.
So let it go. Stop. No. Right. It wasn't just about the injury. No, it wasn't. You mean to tell me Westbrook and LeBron on a court together? Chris, you can't win back-to-back games for 3 months? Something's wrong. Come on. Westbrook and LeBron? What am I missing?
And look, if I'm the Lakers, and I said it early, right? It's hard to blame. Yeah, you look at Westbrook's, you know, the way he's played, and you could certainly blame him for that. But he is who he is. It's like me bringing in DeAndre Wilder and then blaming him because he can't box. He's a slugger. He's a knockout artist. He's not going to jab you and stick and move and bob and weave and, you know, have great defense and all that. He is who he is. And Russell Westbrook is who he is. He tried. I'm not trying to absolve him of blame. I'm just saying he can only play the way he plays. Everybody's not built to be, you know, a versatile player, Rob. Westbrook is an athletic wunderkind. He's a ball of energy, and that's his strength. He doesn't shoot it well enough or pass it well enough that when his athleticism goes, he's going to be done. He's going to be done.
Like quick, fast, right?
Right, right. He just doesn't have the skills to play without the tremendous athleticism or even to adjust and be a role player.
Let me ask you this. Of all the things with West, forget about the shooting. What is the Miss Bunnies around the basket this year? Can you put a handle on that? Am I wrong or not that you've seen way too many point blank?
You're right, right.
Right? Point blank at the basket.
The only thing I can, only couple of things, and I don't know, but the only things that come to mind.
I'm not asking you to just, you know, give me a thought on it.
One, I'd say he was in positions where he wasn't comfortable. So he was getting to the bucket in ways that he's not used to doing. Whether it was a back cut, catching a backdoor pass, usually he's driving. And obviously he drove as well and missed some layups. But that's one thing that comes to mind. Two is pressing, right? As much as he tried to be cool and this is, you know, just – this ain't nothing to me. This just basketball. I got a great family. I got a great life. I'm home in L.A. He's human. And if he paid any attention at all to the world of the NBA, social media, television, what was being said about him, it had to bother him. And he may have pressed because of it, Rob. And then he's just not playing his game and he's thinking too much. And so when you're thinking too much, sometimes you even fail at things you usually do naturally. So those are the only two things I can think of, Rob.
It was mind-boggling that a talented player like that just couldn't make even those shots. Like those killed the Lakers point blank. I mean, I don't know how many times you're just like, how did you miss that?
Right.
How did that get blocked? What was that?
Yeah, with the Lakers, though, Rob, their mentality has got to be, we're getting rid of Russ at all costs. At all costs. I mean, real talk. Like, they've got to trade Russell Westbrook. I don't care if it's pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Hey, you just can't. Like, you just said it. You can't bring this back. It is not going to work. Not in 2022, not in 2023, not in 2073. They are not going to work together, so you've got to pull the trigger. Now, can you find – look, I think you – Rob, how long have we been saying Westbrook couldn't be traded? And then he's traded to Houston.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
No, and then he's traded to Washington.
I'm with
and then
you. He's traded to the Lakers. He could be traded. He could be traded. I'm with you.
He's making $47 million next year.
Somebody wants that slot, Chris, his salary slot. And somebody might say, we'll take it. We'll take a buyout or we'll try to sell some tickets around him. Come see him get a triple-double, whatever it is, for a year. And then we'll take the slot. I mean, I don't think he's untradeable. I think he is tradable.
Like a team like Indiana, which is – surprisingly disappointing this year.
Yeah,
they traded Sabonis. Now, I know they didn't give Sabonis away. They got some good players in return. But do they, you know, I don't know because it could mess with some
Sacramento
of the
Kings,
development
Chris?
Of some
are
of
they,
their players.
I'm just throwing out a name.
They're a mess, but you're right. I mean, where are they going? They got some nice young players. See, and that's where Sacramento's a prime example, Rob, of where, and I get it. You're either selling wins or you're selling hope. Right? That's what you're selling. Wins, we're a contender, or hope. We got a bunch of draft picks and some lottery picks coming up, and we're going to make it happen with these young boys eventually. They're going to blossom in the stars, and we're going to be good, right? Well, Sacramento been trying to sell that hope for a decade. And they keep getting lottery picks, and it's not panning out. So maybe. Thing is, they're not really a free agent destination, right? But money talks. I don't know. If they got money, they could maybe go get somebody. But, yeah, Rob, it's – I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but that's why – Rob Pelinka's not doing this for fun. Rob Pelinka is not doing this for a pat on the back or on the head from Kurt Rambis or Jeannie Buss. He's getting paid handsomely for this.
Right.
So go out and find a trade.
So do you think – I mean, give me your percentage of – Russ coming back next year. Russ coming back next year. What's your percentage?
1% or below?
I say zero.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
I say zero. I'm with you. It can't be done. You can't sell it again to people. You can't, Chris. You can't.
No.
Laker fans won't be happy. People will be like, no, this. What is this? We saw this movie. We know how it ends.
Right.
And you could say, well, Anthony Davis will be healthy this year. He'll get another. Dude, no. I don't buy it. I don't think it works.
And Rob, they won't admit it publicly, of course, and wisely. But team morale would probably be low.
Yep.
Let's keep it real. You think LeBron would be excited about it? And I seen his Instagram with photos of him and Russ and AD hanging out. So I guess they're friends.
Right.
But you think LeBron would be excited to come back?
Can you imagine?
You think AD?
Right. Year 20, and then, Chris, another wasted year. What if it goes awry early? Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. So I don't know. Rob, like I said, even if it's pennies on the dollar, you just got to get rid of Russell Westbrook. Because it's not a fit like we all saw early. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What are the chances the Lakers actually run it back with their big three of LeBron, AD, and Russ? We'll continue the conversation with you next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the iCouple brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Could the Lakers possibly run it back with their big three next year? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Dwight in North Carolina. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Listen to your show every night. Another nice topic we got going right now.
Thank you, Dwight. Hey, we appreciate you, really.
No problem. Mr. Rob Parker, we all know you hate LeBron. You're the biggest LeBron hater on the planet.
Don't say I don't hate him. Why would I hate him? I just dislike him. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
I know. We all know. I know. Just real quick, fellas, let me say this. I think it's the brutal bone of Anthony Davis. I mean, he was supposed to carry the torch, man. He's supposed to be doing what Giannis is doing. But that guy cannot get out the bed without sneezing and hurting a pinky toe or something. That guy stays hurt. And I really don't think they can unload that $47 million contract that Russell Westbrook has. So I'm thinking they may have no choice but to run it back. I mean, are they going to trade AD by the trading deadline? I mean, it's just a lot of options. It's a lot of questions in the air right now, man. And LeBron, the GM side of LeBron, he didn't put this team together greatly, man. And I can definitely agree with that, man. But if they got to run it back, it may be the only option, fellas. That's what I think.
Nah, they. I'm sorry. They can't
run it back. Year 20, you're going to take a roll of dice with LeBron?
Where a team
didn't make the play-in, Chris? I don't think you could do that.
Yeah.
Chris, in California, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chris?
Hey, what up, gentlemen? How are you tonight?
Man,
good,
we're doing
man.
Great.
How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. Thank you for asking. So, long-time listener, second-time caller, and I'm just wondering if you remember the first time I called.
No.
Chris from California. It was when you guys called when they first signed Westbrook and said, what do you guys think of this thing?
Right.
And I said, I love it because I'm from Northern California
yes.
and the Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. And you guys laughed. And you said, no way. And I said, yes way. I said, I'm a 5'9 white guy and I can't shoot, but I'm a better fit than Westbrook.
Wow. And so you knew this was coming. You knew it wasn't a fit.
It wasn't a fit. He can only play with the ball. LeBron can't play not with the ball, and it just doesn't fit. They might be friends, but I have no idea why LeBron, as great as he is, would decide to play with a guy that doesn't fit with him.
And yeah.
I hope they bring it back because I'm a Warrior fan, and they won't make the playoffs next year either.
Yeah, good call by you months ago, I guess. But, no, they can't run this back.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not at all. Good call, Chris from California. What about Steve and the Natty and Cincy? You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
What's up, fellas? Hey, always a fan. I told you that last time I called when I was talking about Joey B and how he's going to have a very nice run. And he made it to the Super Bowl after that.
Yes.
We talked before the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say there's no way, man, you run it back. And I think, somebody that's been a long-time NBA fan my entire life, like, when they first put it together, it was like, all right, Russ, might not make the right decisions when he should as far as staying in the flow of the game and the rhythm of the game. Sometimes, going outside of himself, putting the team in a bad position. We've seen that, with the Thunder back to the KD days, then with PG. We've seen him, take wrong shots out of rhythm. That definitely shouldn't have happened. But now, we've seen that, you know, everybody, I think, sort of thought, hey, if anybody's going to get Russ together, it's going to be LeBron. And obviously that didn't happen this year. There's no way they run it back. I am concerned, you know, my best friend's a Lakers fan. I myself am a Milwaukee Bucks fan, so kudos to me because last year was the first championship I've seen in my life being a Bengals and a Bucks
fan. Nice, nice. But
I'm just saying that, you know, there's no way that I feel like they're going to struggle because the compensation you're going to get for Russ, like you guys were saying earlier, you know, maybe the Kings, maybe a team that wants to just grab that contract for a year, dump the contract, build a stronger squad, maybe that happens. But I don't see the Lakers getting enough in return where they're able to finagle unless they can get a team to bite on AD and build something, you know, off of that.
Yeah, and I mean, if I get a great deal for AD, yeah, I'll move him. But I don't think – like, I'm going into the summer thinking we're keeping AD and LeBron and building around them. Again, an awesome trade would change my mind, but I don't see that – anything out there that would do that for me. But
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Bleacher Report NBA writer, friend of the show, Eric Pincus. Eric, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
What's up?
Yeah,
you
man.
You were wrong about the Lakers,
always.
Eric Pincus. You were wrong.
How was I wrong?
You thought this was going to work. Did you think they were making the playoffs?
I said that they would make the play-in. When we last talked, you said, are they going to make the play-in? I said, yeah, they'll make the play-in. I didn't know that injuries would continue. You figured at some point AD and LeBron would actually play. But I didn't know. I didn't think maybe they'd get to the playoffs and lose in the first round. I didn't have them. That was my best case at this point. So
right.
Let's not say like I had them winning a title or anything like
no,
that. Not
have
after
that.
The season.
Not at all.
We were just talking about this. There's no way they can run this back with Russ, right? I'm sorry. I think they got to trade Russ at all costs. Where are you
right.
at on this? I know it won't be easy, but heck, he got traded to Houston, Washington, and the Lakers. You can find the taker.
Yes and no. I mean, him coming back feels like a problem. I don't feel like that's viable. The first question is, does LeBron extend? Because he can extend in August. They need an answer before June so that they can make the decisions that they need. If LeBron doesn't extend, then you have a very different plan because maybe you start to think about trading AD, letting Russ expire, and just starting with a new fresh thing in 2023. That's a real physical possibility. But if LeBron does agree.
Okay, let's go there, though.
Okay, go for it.
Do you think – I think LeBron loves L.A. I don't know if he'll – I just don't see him leaving there anytime soon. Where are you at on that? You think there's a legit chance he wouldn't extend and he wants out?
I think he'll extend. I think he wants to stay. I think the reason in part why he chose L.A. was for his family. If you know LeBron, he's a family man. He's a loving father, tons of kids in programs, Sierra Canyon, that are talented enough, theoretically, that they could be NBA players. He's got not just one, two.
Right.
You know, we talked about Bronny, but he's got another kid. And this is an opportunity to live in a great city. I'm in L.A., so I like L.A. It's a great city. And I think, even though there's tension with him and the Lakers, absolutely tension. Tension comes and goes. I mean, Kobe demanded a trade, right? They worked
right.
it out. They won two more titles. So I'm not someone who's like, oh, this has got to, they can work it out. They can figure out a future together. They need that answer. They need that commitment because now let's say LeBron commits for two more years. You got AD. I don't expect them to move AD. I know he's never playing or not playing enough. That's an issue. And it's never going to work if he isn't healthy. But at that point, then you say, okay, what are we going to do about Russ? And the thing is that if you're paying LeBron and AD for the next couple of years, you're not going to have real cap room anyway. So there's an argument that maybe you buy out Russ, stretch him out over 3 years, and then you're immediately under the tax. They save a ton of money. You have more money to pay to keep Malik Monk if he's the priority, if not a different player at about $10 million. It hurts you in year two and three, but only in tax. Like, they're not going to have cap room. It doesn't really hurt the Lakers. So there's an argument that, yes, 100% try to trade him, but if the market is so overbearingly negative where you're going to have to give away way too much, you have to consider maybe buying him out and stretching him over 3 years is the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Frank Vogel, is it a foregone conclusion that he's done?
Well, I think it was a foregone conclusion in January that he was gone. They just
right.
didn't pull the trigger. You know, I mean, I like Frank. He's a nice guy to talk to.
We
I think
all
he's
like
a good coach.
But it ain't about
However,
coaching,
in this right. situation, it's they put together a roster that is nothing like his style of coaching. And some coaches, let's be honest, most coaches aren't versatile. Most coaches do what they do well. You build a roster around their style, and the Lakers built something opposite to Frank's style. And so he's got to go because they have a team that doesn't fit him anymore. And so I think, I wrote about this. I know Jake Fisher is my colleague at Bleacher Report. He wrote on it. There are some names out there. I've been speculating and hearing little rumors here and there, like maybe if Doc Rivers doesn't get the Sixers to where they're supposed to be. Maybe Daryl Morey goes and brings back Mike D'Antoni. You know, of course, he's got a relationship from Houston and coached James Harden there. Maybe Doc Rivers gets the boot, and he's the kind of personality I think the Lakers would gravitate towards, someone who really knows how to be a leader in a locker room. You know, that kind of thing.
Does Doc make sense? I mean,
he doesn't.
Because I was going to say, if he's available, that means he failed yet again
with his second straight contender,
right?
If the team that made this roster and made those mistakes is making the decisions, and if you believe that they have, like, a bad picker in their decisions, if that's what you believe they are, then Doc Rivers makes a ton of sense. Because he's probably not the right guy, just because of his track record in the playoffs. He's given up more 3-1 leads, 2-1 leads, 20-point leads in a game. And I think the world of Doc. I covered him with the Clippers, and he's awesome in a lot of ways. But in the playoffs, there are some issues there. Of course, he's got a ring, so, you know, there's Boston. But, you know, I think that was a heck of a team, too. So another name to think about, possibly, would be Quinn Snyder in Utah, because that team sort of maybe reaching the end of the road for what they are. Mark Stein speculated that, or at least wrote that, if Greg Popovich retired, that Quinn would probably be a fit in San Antonio, but we don't know that Pop's going to retire. And Quinn has ties to the Lakers, was an assistant there. I'd heard a name that's a possibility, but not like something they've reached out and discussed, but Juwan Howard, who's obviously at Michigan, he's got another kid. He's got one kid in the program. He's got another one of his kids joining. And as a father, I'm like, you know, the chance to coach my kids, the NBA might always be there. Maybe he goes, I don't know what his interest would be, but you've got ties to LeBron. He played with LeBron, and he coached LeBron as an assistant in Miami. He interviewed for the Lakers job before Vogel got it. And then, of course, he played with Rob Pelinka in Michigan 100 years ago. Fab Five. So there's a few other names out there, but that's at least, you know, it'll heat up. It'll ebb and flow. We'll have some new names once they do the deal. I mean, it's not official yet.
Okay, I can't stomach sitting up there listening to AD talk about injuries as if it's just some, oh my gosh, who knew they were going to get injured? AD's always injured. What is his offseason program like? Is there something like tangible that everybody knows? Look, he's just got to change his diet. He's got a horrible diet, or he doesn't have his personal trainer needs to be trained. Like, what is there something he's not doing in the offseason that they can say, you got to start doing it? You know, like, basically, can this be fixed?
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, they got to find it. And I'm saying, like, I didn't like him playing those last couple of games. He played 5 minutes in the first game and did a Euro, and you could tell, he's not. I get, like, they played in the bubble, and it was a really fast turnaround. And his body is just – I just don't think his body is built for this kind of pressure physically, not emotionally or psychologically, just the physical pounding. I wrote in my article this morning that came out this morning, like, Brandon Roy came into the league and was amazing immediately. About 4 or 5 years in, he was basically done because his body wasn't built. And AD's had a longer career already. He's had a better career than Brandon Roy. I'm not saying he's Brandon Roy. But Greg Oden, Yao Ming had to – Ilgauskas. Like, guys, even Bill Walton. Bill Walton's a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, he played, like, what, three full seasons maybe in his whole career?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
like,
then that's bad news. Not built for it. Is that just speculation on your part, or are you – I didn't read – I'll read the article. I'm curious now. I didn't see it. But is that speculation, or have people, you know, doctors, trainers maybe told you, look, this is a genetic thing more than anything?
I don't think that there's, like, a test where you're going to say genetically, you know, like – I just think that physically he's not somebody who – What don't we need to see? You know, now maybe there's a workout he can do. Like, I know that my daughter plays, and the trainer was teaching, like, they were doing these ankle exercises where you're basically putting your ankle in a position that you would sprain, and then you're building up muscle memory so your ankle knows how, it basically teaching it how to bounce back before it goes too far. Like, they've got to be doing that at the professional level. We're talking about, like, a 13, 14-year-old kid. You know, if she's learning that, then they're doing that. The Lakers have, you know, a ton of money in the staff and great people doing what they do. The NBA has a lot of great technology. I don't know. You know, some people will say, I've talked to people, and some people said, he doesn't work out in the offseason enough, and da-da-da-da. I don't know. And then, you know, you ask people, and they may have, you know, biases because they don't like the Lakers or because they are pissed off on how things went in New Orleans. But, like, the track record speaks for itself. The guy doesn't play, 70 games a season would be a lot for him. I mean, just look at his – go look. He played 75 games twice in his career, and that's the high.
Right. Nah, there you go. Last thing, and we got about a minute. You're at the Clippers game or, you know, the game that's about to start. What – I mean, I'm sure you've talked to people around the league. I have – who have said – there's a chance Kawhi could come back. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I had heard several months ago like there's no way he's coming back. But things have changed a little bit. You know, the West is pretty soft. I mean, there's definitely some good teams. The Suns are not soft by any stretch. They just got Paul George back. And we've seen Kawhi, like we saw a report from Chris Haynes at some point that he was trying to work his way back. I think that there's a possibility. It's not zero. I'm thinking it's a low possibility, but if they get through the play-in, they get through that first round and things start, because, you know, you get to May, June, and if this team is hanging around long enough, it starts to make a little bit more sense for Kawhi to test it and just play for a month. You know, that's not outrageous. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a zero, not even close to zero, but I'm not going to bank on it. I'm going to say he probably doesn't play in the playoffs, but it's not like some overwhelming, no, it's not going to happen. I think it's feasible. Let's put it that way.
All right. That's Eric Peek. That's great stuff, Eric, man. As always,
right, guys,
we appreciate
anytime.
You, brother.
I don't blame you for the Lakers season. I'm going to let you go off.
All right. No, I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
All right. I got a bone to pick with my brethren from the Associated Press. I'll tell you why next. Odd Couple Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. We do it every Worship Wednesday. We end with the sounds of Kanye West. And he can't sing. I like the words.
Take that back.
Walk it, Kanye. Walk it, though. You're going to talk it. You're going to sing it. Walk it. That's all I'm saying. All right. We are the iCouple. We're brought to you by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover exceptionally common sense. Rob, did you see the Associated Press's all-decade team?
I never missed the Associated Press. No, I did not see it.
All right. All-decade, the 10. So 2010 to 2020. Give me, it's five guys, not 10. So just give me five guys. Basically, regardless of position, give me the five guys on the all-decade team and your thoughts.
LeBron.
Yes.
KD.
Yes.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
James Harden.
Yes. Those four are pretty obvious.
Yeah. All right.
This one you won't get because it shouldn't be on there.
Dirk
Nowitzki.
Oh, wow. He doesn't fit.
And Dirk is obviously all-time great player and all that. And he won that ring in 2011 over the Big Three in Miami. Great. But, Rob, he never won another playoff series after that. And he retired in 2019. So you could say, yeah, he played pretty much through the decade. But he was really only good, like, top, like he was declining. Maybe, you know, they won that championship. Next year he was really good, 21-7 boards. Then 17 points, bounce back, 20. Like, it's not anything against Dirk. It's just saying his best decade was the previous one. That's all I'm saying.
No doubt about it. And look at that. The Mavericks won 131-113.
Well, it looks like the Nets may win, but
they've come back big time, right?
And I ain't even giving them props if they come back, because, come on, it's the freaking Knicks. You shouldn't even have been in that position. But it's better than losing. But here's the deal. Since they ignored positions, because Dirk's a forward, they had three forwards, Rob, the obvious answer is Kawhi Leonard. Should have been Kawhi. His whole career has been, other than these last couple of years, have been in that decade, right? He won two championships, two finals MVPs, perennial All-Star at his best. He should have been the guy on that all-decade team, not Dirk. And again, no slight on Dirk, but Dirk was just better in the previous decade.
No, I'm 100%. I think that they made a mistake there. Yeah, I don't know what just, that is. That didn't make any sense.
I guess they wanted a big, and Duncan was obviously kind of his best decade was before as well. But you could argue Duncan because he did win one title, as did Dirk. But that they would be similar, you know, because both of them were better in the previous decade. Chris Paul, even. Again, if you ignore positions, Chris Paul would have been better than Dirk because his best years came during that decade. So, yeah, it just – you got to do better than that. Especially if you were going to tell me, look, we had to go by position, then I'd accept some strange names on there. But you didn't go by position.
No, you just put the best players from that decade and you threw in Dirk who shouldn't have been in there. Yeah, that was a weird – how did that happen?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. Rob, any – I know you like the Nets in the East. You having any, you know, second thoughts or where you at on this?
I just don't change. I mean, I don't – Chris, I mean, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get everything together just the way things happen.
You do change. I mean, you changed in the middle of the finals last year. So
No, I don't change. No, I'm just saying –
You changed your pick in the middle of the finals.
No, but what you call
– You changed your MVP pick in the season in the NFL.
No, but that was after
one
game.
You don't change?
I don't count that. I'm not a big
– I mean, don't count. I count it.
I'm not a flip-flop.
That's like LeBron saying, I don't count this year.
No.
It counts.
I'm going to leave it the way it is what I'm saying. I don't feel that confident in it, but I'm going to leave it the way it is.
Okay, that's
fine. Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay, that'll work. But don't just tell me you don't change. You do. You do. I know you got your rep. I know you got your image. You know, you look in the mirror and you see a stone face. And I don't change.
I don't change for anything. All right, maybe not.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Following us, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. You got to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening now. Go to iTunes, Apple, download it, leave us 5 stars, and a nice, kind, descriptive comment. You won't be sorry. Oh, and spread the word, because we are all over the globe, baby. We're not just national. We're international up in this piece. Remember, keep it locked, because the next duo coming up, they bring heat.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.